It is Friday, the 8th of March, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a significant move to address housing needs, Hampshire's Vivid has acquired a sprawling brownfield site in Portsmouth to establish a vibrant waterfront community, Victory Quay. The development at Tipner East envisions delivering quality homes, verdant parks, and a variety of commercial, social, and recreational amenities that promised to rejuvenate the entrance to the historic port city. Vivid's commitment to this partnership with Portsmouth marks a transformative chapter for both the organisation and the local community, as they forge a path towards sustainable urban living and inclusive growth. In a strategic move aimed at bolstering voter confidence, the Chancellor highlighted the Conservatives' economic achievements, contrasting them with Labour's alleged absence of a plan. Pointing to the UK's higher growth since 2010 compared to Germany, France, and Italy, and the halving of unemployment in the same time frame, the Chancellor bolstered his argument with a prediction from the OBR of inflation dropping below 2% in the near future. This statement comes at a crucial time as the Conservatives seek to retain support in the upcoming elections. The University of Gloucestershire is set to become a pivotal hub for cyber expertise as it partners with the cyber networking platform, Synum, marking an exciting collaboration in the development of a new £5.8 million cyber and computing facility. This ambitious project, taking shape at the university's Park campus, aims to foster innovation and collaboration within the cyber sector. With Synam's involvement, alongside other key players such as Hubbett and Plexus, the facility is poised to bolster the region's technological infrastructure and talent pool. This partnership underscores the university's commitment to addressing the growing demand for cyber-skilled professionals in the industry. That's the news to wrap up your working week. For more, you can visit thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back on Monday. Until then, from me, Chris, and the entire team, have a great weekend. Goodbye.